Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That is a jaw-dropping
number.
That
was the most expensive photo op you probably ever see. But university officials also say that it was what was not in the photo that actually cost the money. This wasn't so much about Milo Yiannopoulos and his sort of Liberace act on the far right. It was about the Black Bloc group, those who show up dressed from head to toe in black with neckerchiefs around them, carrying shields and sticks, and took on the Berkeley police in February. And UC police said that this time that wasn't going to happen, and so they had to bring in the troops, and they brought them in numbers that we haven't seen before, and nothing happened.
Do you think it was too much? Because they brought in like K-rail, concrete barriers when Ben Shapiro was speaking.
UC has decided to draw a line. Like I said, you were there. I was there for the Yiannopoulos riot that was back in February when Black Bloc showed up, and we've seen them at Berkeley as well. We've seen them in Oakland. They've been around long before Milo Yiannopoulos, before Donald Trump. They go back decades in the East Bay. They show up, and they're ready to rumble. Now, the reason why they get away with it in the past is because they outnumber the police, and you've seen it, and I've seen it. They march up, and you've got, you know, maybe 50 or 60 cops and a couple of hundred of the Black Blocs and assorted other demonstrators mixed in, and their cops are outnumbered. UC said they weren't going to be outnumbered. The new tactic was to match it. So that's why they showed up. Now, the fact that you sit there and goes, okay, it's overreact, the reason why possibly it didn't happen was because of that overreaction. So UC's got itself in a place where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they don't bring in the troops and they don't set up those barriers and they don't make a big deal about it, then something happens. They're held to blame. Why didn't you know? And if they do bring them in and nothing happens, then it's what about the cost? It's not a good position to be in, and one they just as soon see go away. And hopefully that's what they're seeing today. I think the barricades are going to come down, and the idea is to get everybody back to reading, writing, and arithmetic rather than rioting.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.